to you by our pastor, Altorio Holden Sr. At the end of the broadcast, contact information will be given to you. Here's our pastor.
Holy and sanctified presence. The presence that we can't live without. And we need you, Lord. Father, we ask that you would just touch these people, God. Every need is met in this place. The comfort that those that need comforting, God. The peace for those that need peace. Joy for those that need it. And even love for all of us, God. Because we need your love, Father. Father, we thank you for healing and deliverance. Power and peace. Prosperity. Whatever it is, God, that you give, we thank you for it. Lord, we thank you for clarity of thought and precision of speech. We thank you, God, for the anointing that makes preaching easy. We thank you, dear God, for the music ministry on today. And bless them indeed, oh God. Father, we ask you, Lord God, that you would just touch now, God. And Father, that whatever it is, God, that the enemy tried to do, let it take it off our mind and put our mind on you. Because if our mind is stayed on you, you'll keep us in perfect peace. And we thank you, Lord. Father, we thank you for the heart of the hearer being ready and prepared to receive your word. Father, that when we hear the word, we will rejoice in the word. Father, we give you thanks and praise now. And we'll join in with the many-winged seraphim and the many-eyed cherubim and declare that you're holy, God. You're holy, God. You're holy. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen. From those two verses, I'd lift the thought, a title, a tag to this message. Tell somebody, don't be shocked at your trials. It's common. So the title of the message is, it's common. Amen. It's common. It's a common thing.
Think it not strange. Don't think it's strange that you got some fire concerning these fiery trials. The fiery trials. Now, the word fiery trials is the word parousis in the Greek. And what it means is ignition. It means a conflagration, a smelting, to be burnt or put to the test. Or it means to be burnt. It's the kind of fire that melts metal. And so what he's saying in this is that don't think it's strange for those trials and those situations that suddenly come upon you. You know how you light a fire and all of a sudden it goes, whoop. Oh, I scared you, I'm sorry. That's how stuff that shock you and catch you off guard. He said, don't think that it's strange. You wonder how, why, you know, that came out of nowhere and it got me. And it's, look here. And you know what? He said, fiery trial. And you said, now that burns me up. And you to a point to where you're about to either burn up or you're about to, that burns me out. Come on and say amen. I'm just burnt out with this because I got too much going on and now this thing happened all of a sudden. He said, don't think it's strange. It's something that you go through and all of us are going through. This stuff is ignited in my life. And I don't even know where the fuel came from. Let me tell you. It came from all the stuff that you picked up during your lifetime. All the stuff that you worked on during the week, then you piled it on your plate. You had all this stuff working, and all of a sudden something just came through. Woo. I ain't gonna do it again to you. And it's burning to test you to see if you certain metals only melt at certain temperatures. And it's testing to see, enemy test to see how, you know, what's your limit? I told you last week, you have no number, no limit. What's your flash point? So that when you burn, when are you going to have your flash point when you burn up and disintegrate, blow up? Come on and say amen now. So he says, think it not strange concerning the fiery trials, which is to what? Trial. So these trials come, and the first thing he gives us is, my first point is that the reason why these trials come is to try us, to not only to, you know, the enemy wants to test you, but God also wants to show you how strong you are. These things, when you think about it, we ought not think about it as coming to destroy us. We ought to think about it as coming to prove how bad I am, come to prove how tough I am, come to prove that I ain't no wimp. I'm about to show this trial. Come on and say amen now. He says, which is to what? Try you. And the word try, when we start to look at that, that's the word pyrimosis, pyrimos. And what it means is to put to proof by experiment. It also, it means to have a proving time, a time for proving. And so God, he gives us a time for proving. But look, we got to understand that God, the devil is under God too. And so God allowed him to do some of these things so that he can prove to us that we're stronger than we thought. See, 5 years ago, you would have did a different thing if they would have did that. But look at who you are today. This time, you actually prayed for them. Come on and say amen. Now, this morning when you woke up, you still wanted to tell them all, but you know what you got to do? You got to come back and go back and what? Pray for them. All right, come on. But before, you couldn't even pray for them because you would have told them all first. Look how you've changed. Now, the thing about fire, he said these fiery trials come to try us. The thing about fire is that fire comes to change the properties of whatever it's on. And so what fire does, it makes a transformation. It'll take paper and make ash. I wish I had somebody. Fire comes, it'll take plastic and melt it, and you won't know what it was. Uh-huh. See, what the enemy comes to do is to put fire on you and make you turn to something that we say, I don't know what they was at the beginning. I thought they was Christian, but I'm not sure what they was. I thought they were strong, but I'm not sure what. And so the enemy wants to put fire and trials on you to try to destroy you. But God said these things are only going to make and show who you really are. So the enemy wants to melt you down. He wants you to give out. He wants you to change. He don't want you to stay strong in the Lord. He don't want you to be firm on his word. He doesn't want you to be the Christian that you have become. And so he said, let me put this stuff on him to try to destroy him. But God said, the things that you go through can't destroy you. Why? Because Christ is in you. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Do I have a witness here? Oh, he said, these fiery trials, which are to what? That's the reason for them to try me, to let me know that I am what God said I am, to let me know that I'm the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, to let me know that I'm more than a conqueror because he loves me, to let me know that I'm an overcomer because I overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of his own testimony. Do I have a witness here? Y'all ain't going to sleep on me, are you? He said that don't think that these things that come are uncommon. They are common things that happen to common Christians. I wish I had somebody. He said as though some strange thing has happened to you. Now, we got to look back at the word strange. Now, the word strange here and the text, the way it's written in English, it does not really do it justice. But when we look at it in the Greek, it's actually saying or suggesting that you are to entertain and embrace whatever trial you go through. The word strange is the word zendizo, and what it means is to be a host. It's an implication to when things appear out of nowhere, when a stranger comes to your house. You remember how they say that we entertain strangers unaware? My grandmother, she used to take that to heart because, you know, her house was by a train track, and she used to, if it was, you know, we used to call them hobos back then. If they would get off the train, she'd sit food out there so that they could have something to eat. She didn't know when they would come, but she would always have something for them to what? Eat. Now, the thing about that is that that's what God is saying, or Peter is saying in this text, is that when some things come unexpectedly, he said, don't push them off, embrace them. He said, don't push them off, welcome them, because you're strong enough to have them. I wish I had somebody. Oh, yeah, you know how it is. You ever see some of the older people that when they go through some stuff, they say, oh, it's going to be all right. You ever wondered how they got to that point? And you're thinking to yourself, it ain't all right. You just don't understand. You just don't know. And they say, oh, it'll be all right. God will. We got to get to that place. I wish I had about 3 people in church. Let's say, I got to get to that place that I understand it's coming and I accept it and let it come on. When it comes, I'm going to embrace it because I'm going to overcome it anyway. I'm going to break this. It's not going to break me. Tell somebody, I'm going to break it. It's not going to break me. You see, when you understand, you know, I told you about the metals, but when you got some stainless metal, then it burned at a certain point. And you start to get into your more precious metals like silver, and it got a point where it'll melt down. But then you have like gold, and gold, you know, when it gets to a certain point where it melts down. The thing about gold is that it, and Peter said something about this, that gold, he said, your faith is when it's tried, it becomes more precious than gold. And what he's saying is that gold, when you turn the fire up, and the hotter it get, the more pure the gold is. And so what he's saying is that the hotter it get, the harder it get, the more trials you go through, the more fiery they are. That means that God is saying that more precious your faith is and more powerful you become because of what you've been through. And so, I don't know about you, but have you looked at the price of gold lately? And when we look, I'm telling you, it's costly right now. It's thousands of dollars per ounce. And people don't even hardly buy it no more. They're selling all the fake stuff now because of that. And so we got to understand that gold is precious, but he said your faith is much more valuable. And when I go through my trials, my faith become more valuable to me because now I understand how to encourage someone else. Now I understand that no weapon formed against me shall what? Prosper. Y'all ain't still with me today. Y'all done went to sleep on me. He says, verse number 13, I'm going to get out of here. He says, well, let's go back to 12 for a minute. He said, though some strange thing has what happened to you. Things happen. Things come up. Situations come our way. And when they come our way, when he says happen, he says when these things, the word happen means that to walk near. When they come near to you, when they walk up in your presence and they show up without being announced. He said, don't worry about that. He said, but look at this, but rejoice. Now we understand the reason. Do you understand the reason why we go through these trials? It's to try us. But then he says, now, got to say this. We got to stop acting like technons or teenagers when it comes to our trials. You know, teenagers think everything's the end of the world. You don't buy them shoes, it's the end of the world. I'm telling you, if you don't get them what they want when they want, it's the end. If they don't get the game that just came out the same day everybody else get it, it's the end of the world. Tell them they can't go to the skating rink, it's the end. Can't go to the movies. If everybody gonna be at the movie and they can't go, or to the game, it's the end of the world. They cry, kick, carry on, and some of us act the same way when we go through trials. We crying on everybody. Come on and say amen. We get on the telephone, and we tell everything we know to everybody, and then we talk about, they talking about us. You talked about you. You talked about you. That gave them permission to talk about you. Oh, okay, all right. We cried. They're just wrong. So what? They wrong, but you stay right. It's not an eye for an eye. It's not a tooth for a tooth. It's turn the other cheek. Okay, all right. I had to say that for some reason. Some wouldn't let me go by without that coming out. Verse 13, but what? Rejoice. I know I'm boring y'all. But rejoice. Here it is. The second point is the rejoicing. Even though I'm in common trials, fiery trials, I'm going to rejoice. I rejoice because he goes on to show you that you're in good company. Tell somebody, I'm in good company. He said, but rejoice in as much as you go through, in as many trials you take on. He says, ye are partakers. In other words, I got a partner. I got somebody that's with me. Partakers of Christ's suffering. And so since I'm a partaker of Christ's suffering, I'm in good company. Oh, come on and say amen. You know how you ever work for a company that they had some good numbers on last year, and you got a good bonus or what have you. They treated you real good, and then the next year it wasn't so good. You didn't get nothing. Okay, you ever work for a company like that? In other words, you didn't just quit the company because you had a bad time. But you waited for the next time that you were going to be what? Blessed because we had some good numbers, right? You're going to work harder to produce what you got to produce. Maybe some of y'all understand that. But what I'm saying is that you were in a good company because they blessed you when they were doing good. Now they're doing bad. You don't leave them, but you wait for them to do good again because you know they're good. And in other words, I'm going to stay with the company. And since Christ is good company, I'm going to stay with him while I go through my trial because I know I've been blessed. I've been on the mountaintop, but sometimes I may have to go down to the valley. And if I have to go down to the valley, I ain't got to be by myself because I heard grandma say that there's a lily in the valley that's bright as a morning star. Y'all don't hear me in here. And so no matter where I am, up or down, I feel pretty good. Paul said it like this, that whatever state I'm in, I've learned how to be content. I've learned both how to be hungry and how to be full. Come on and say amen. If I'm clothed or if I'm naked, I'm all right. I'm content because God is with me. I'm in good company. He told me in his word that he would never leave nor forsake me, but he'll be with me even until the end of the world. Do I have anybody in here that understand that it doesn't matter what trial you go through, that is something that God let everybody go through, and God is saying that this is not the end of you, that this condition is not your conclusion. I wish I had somebody. Tell somebody it ain't over. I've been through the storm and rain. I've been through heartaches and pain, but I found out that that wasn't the end. It's not over. I'm going through a common trial. This ain't nothing new. I've been through some mess before, so I'm a professional at walking through mess. I somehow come out at the end all right. I wish I had somebody. I may walk through the heat and the fire and the cold, but somehow I don't get burned. I can come out of this. I wish I had a few people in the house that said, I'm rejoicing. Come on, because I got a partner that when it gets hard, he'll lift me up. I got somebody that'll be the lifter of my head. Do I have anybody in here that say, I got a partner? He said that take my yoke upon you. He said, and learn of me, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Do I have anybody that say, I'm going to lay my burden down because I'm yoked in with the Lord? And when I can't carry the load, I heard somebody say that he'll be my burden bearer and my heavy load share. Do I have anybody in the house? Y'all ain't saying nothing. Ain't nobody happy but me. Hallelujah. Rejoice, for you are partakers with Christ's suffering. Look at this, that when his glory shall be revealed. Now I like this, because we understand the reason why. Then we understand that we have to rejoice while we go through. Because I ain't going through by myself. I got God with me. And I'm with God. We're together in this thing. He won't abandon me in my trial. I know you looked and said, where is God? God said, I'm still here. I'm in the same place I was when you were doing good. I'm in the same place I was when you had plenty of money. Oh, hallelujah. What God is trying to let us know, he ain't like any other friend. When you got plenty, they with you. And when you ain't got nothing, they don't come with you. I wish I had somebody. Oh, yeah, when everybody love you and celebrating you, they with you. But then when they start to talk about you, they start distancing themselves from you. I wish I had somebody. And so God is saying, I don't distance myself. He said that, look, I just get with you even more. I'm so with you that you don't even realize that I'm with you. I'm in you. Come on and say amen here. Oh, there's a story. There's a story here. That they said the man, you remember the man with the footprints. But my story is a little bit different. There was a man, he said that he had a dream that it was footprints in the sand. And then there were times in his life that was good that he saw two sets of footprints. And every now and then he seen footprints going in a circle. But then there was a time when things got bad, he saw one set. And so he understood already that the one set mean that God carried him. But what confused him was that after God would carry him, that they they would have some footsteps that would go in a circle. And he said, Lord, what is the footsteps that are going around in a circle? And the Lord said, son, that was the times after I carried you that you stopped to give me some praise. And you said, every time I turn around, the Lord, anybody know the Lord? He keeps on blessing me. Is there anybody here that the Lord carried you through and you took out time to turn around and tell the Lord thank you? You took out time to turn around and do a little dance and say thank you, Jesus. If it had not been for the Lord who was on my side, where would I be? Somebody shout yes. I gotta get to my clothes. He said, but something's gonna be revealed. That's my last point. There's a revealing going on. While you're going through, God's glory and God's presence is being revealed. Now you say, I can't see God. And God said, you ain't gotta see me. But the people who watching you, they watching to see if you're gonna fail. They see me. They're watching to see if you're going to throw in the towel. They see me. And so the glory of God is revealed in your life. And the people understand that if it wasn't for God, that you wouldn't have made it. They keep scratching their head and say, I don't see how they can hold their head up after all she's been through. How can she still smile? How can she still wave her hands? How can he still lift up his head unto the hills which cometh all of his help? Do I have a witness here? We have to understand that God wants to reveal to others that he's on your side. See, they can't see him on their own, so they got to look at you in order to see God. So I want you to go ahead and look. God put me on display so you can see what God can do. Oh, come on and say yes. I know you talked about me, but go ahead and look. I know you lied on me, but go ahead and look. I know you don't like me, but go ahead and look. Do I have anybody? Somebody say yes. And what you see ain't the old me. I've been changed because I've been through the fire. I've been perfected. Do I have anybody? I'm more polished now. I ain't sloppy like I used to be. I don't make the same mistakes because I've been through the fire. Now I know what I need to be doing. Somebody say yes. Some of us were sloppy. Yeah, you made some mistakes, but you've been through the fire, and now God polished you up. I wish I had somebody. See, what you've been feeling is God taking his Holy Ghost. Come on and say yes. Taking his Holy Ghost towel and polishing you up to get the residue of the smut off of you. You've been in the smut because you've been burned in the fire. Somebody say yes and give God some praise. But look at this. I'm almost done. He said, may be glad that you may be glad. Paul's talking to you and me. He said that you may be glad with exceeding joy. In other words, the word glad means that I need to be cheerful. Now, how can I be cheerful when I know the enemy's come after me? How can I be cheerful when I still feel the pain in my body? Well, you know, I get cheerful because I got joy down on the inside, because the Bible says that this joy that I got, it comes from Jesus. He said, I give you my joy so that your joy
might remain. Why would he say that? Because God knew that we'd go through trials that'll test us so much that we would lose our joy. But he said, let me put some Flex Seal. I wish I had somebody. So you don't leak under pressure. Let me put some Holy Ghost, something in your life, so he can seal you up, so your joy won't leak out. Come on and say yeah. Come on and shout glory. But look at what he says here. He said, also with exceeding joy. Oh, I like this text. Because look at what it says. He said, with exceeding joy. The word joy is the word angelehu, which means to jump with joy. I don't know about you, but to the African American church, that means shout. That means, that means let the devil know that I'm changed, that the Lord set me free. I'm no longer bound, no more chains holding me. Mary said this, shackles on my feet, take them off so I can dance. Is there anybody here that said I got joy? I'm talking about joy. It means to jump. Oh, come on and say yes. That means if I'm in my trial, I might be able to jump till I come out of my trial. I can jump right out of the fire. I can jump right out of the lies. You can't hold me down. The scripture said this, that he makes my feet like hinds feet. Now what is a hind? In Louisiana, that means a deer. So when a deer hear the enemy, you hunters know what I'm talking about. If he hear the enemy, he looks up and he leaps. And if you don't get a shot while he's standing still, you ain't gonna get him, because he got hinds feet. So all I'm telling you, while I was standing still, worried about my problems, if you didn't get your shot, you too late now, because I'm going to leave. Say yeah. Say yes. Tell somebody they didn't get their shot, so I'm leaping up on out of here. I know what they tried, but I leap right out of the way. Somebody say yes. Somebody shout glory. Shout glory. Shout glory. What did Jesus do? He died on the cross, went down into hell, kicked the door open, told the good news. They started to shout. They leaped out of Sheol, the place of the righteous dead, went back to the grave. And early, say early, Sunday morning, he leaped out of the grave with all power. Somebody say all power. Won't he do it? Say, won't he do it? Is there anybody here that said he'll be a healer when you need you a doctor? That he'll be a friend that stick closer than a brother? He'll make your enemies your footstool. Say, won't he do it? Won't he, will he, won't he? Say yes, say yes. Tell your neighbor, say neighbor, it's a common thing, but I ain't no common Christian. I'ma leap out of this. Shake your neighbor's hand and say, leap with me. I ain't gonna let you stay here. I came to help you get out of this. I came to help bring you out. Say yes. Say yes. Tell them, get out of your seat. I ain't gonna let you sit here. Come on, talk to your neighbor. I ain't gonna let you sit here like you're sitting, worried about the stuff that you're worried about. Give me your hand. My legs are strong. I got hinds feet. I can leap out of it and take you with me. Say yeah. Say yeah. Yeah. Glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now tell your neighbor,
since we out of this thing, I got something I need to let you know. What I need to tell you is what I know. I may not know three things. I may not know two things. But one thing I know. I know he's all right. Say yeah. Say yeah. I know he's all right. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's all right. I say, is he all right? I said, is he all right? Say yeah. Say yeah. Yeah. Trials. They're coming.